Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Tech. I'm ScoutRoso15, and this is Beskar Snake. How are you, my friend? It is the year of the snake, and so, you know what? I thought to bring Beskar Snake back again, because, you know what? Why not, you know?
Heck yeah. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. Doing good. Surviving the cold and the ice. You know?
Yeah. It was warm for a little bit, and then stopped, unfortunately. I mean, it is
cold.
What it is.
Cold is better.
Yeah,
cold
fair, better. fair.
Cold is always better.
Fair.
You can always put on more layers, but you can only take so much off.
Exactly.
And then it's indies and exposure, and you're still hot. So yeah,
true.
Just saying.
So if you're new to this, we talk about video game topics and subjects about video games and everything else and that. We usually start off the bat of we just had episode 50 and now it's going to go all downhill. But we usually start off of what we've been playing lately. And so what have you been playing lately?
I'm playing Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy IX, Ready or Not, and Shovel Knight. Kind of a mishmash, and as always, some other things thrown in there, you know, around as always. But
which one was
Super Mario?
Nice. Which one was your favorite out of those games that you played last time we talked? I don't know.
I've really wanted to replay through Final Fantasy IX for a long time, so getting back into that is fun. It's, you know, it's a great story. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. So I'm kind of most excited to dig back into that one a lot. So
fair.
That's been fun.
Nice.
How about yourself? What you been playing?
Well, recently, since it's the year of the snake, I've been playing snake related games. Do you know any like snake related games at all? Like, I don't know if any.
Did you get like a Nokia and play Snake on the old Nokia?
Close. But I played Sea of Thieves because that game does have snakes in it. And apparently it's a thing now that I have to get pigs and I have to travel the whole boat with the pigs on it now. So and then save the pigs and they died via snakes. So that was not great. And then was it Bloodborne also has snakes? Well, they have this area where they have snake boys, they have snake balls and snake babies, like snakes and snake boys. There's a lot of snakes in this area. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. And you know, that was it. I didn't play anything else
that's fair.
Metal Gear Solid or anything, no, because that doesn't have like snakes in it, right?
It has at least two of them. Two snakes in the one that you're playing through. Two snakes. Actually, when they remade they called it Twin Snakes. So
I want to know how long it actually took you to beat that game when you first played it. Because good God, it's a nightmare.
Longer than it does now, but you know, you got to use your noodle.
Well, I don't like doing that.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to move on to the next topic. So anyways, Beltro. I've been playing because, you know, got to get on that train, but I need a break from it. It's just too much for me. So real quick too. Sorry, this is going to be a lot. I feel like we've been gone forever. The Sims have just released 1 and 2. Re-released and so I bought just the Sims 1. I missed 2, Sims 2 in that like era for some reason. I skipped that and then went to 3 and 4. Also been playing some game with friends, Dark Hours again, Planet Coaster 2. Just making a wild wet park. Just water rides. It's interesting. I've also picked up Cabin Factory, which is you literally examine cabins. It's a horror based game. It's fairly cheap. I'm not good at that. I played Resident. Sorry, it is a lot. I'm sorry. Resident Evil 4. So I had to make up for the, you know, playing Metal Gear Solid. So I played Resident Evil 4.
You got to balance out the greatness the of good, Metal Gear Solid.
The good with the with bad. The
awfulness of Resident Evil.
I'll switch to 2, but okay. No, I'm just kidding. I played Ada's version, Ada's side. And good God, it's so good. It was like $10, and that was the first time I ever played it. So I was like, it was a new awakening for me. I went back into also the coin game, which is just basically multiple arcades. It's super silly. And it's just a way to eat your soul, basically. It's great.
That checks out.
Yeah. And also Dave the Diver. That's another. If you haven't played that, I would suggest it. It's pretty chill, and then also another Krabs Treasure. That's another recent one. That one, I think I mentioned that. That one is good as well. I thought going to be a different take on Dave the Diver. I didn't see much gameplay of it, but when I've actually played it, it's nice. It's fun.
So basically, it sounds like the second that we stopped recording the last podcast, you only played games up until right at this moment, right?
Yeah, never played a game in my life.
Did you eat anything? Did you sleep at all? It sounds like you were just like game.
Sorry, this is just a lot that we missed throughout
we're gamers.
I'm trying to expand my horizon besides Sea of Thieves and Trackmania. Speaking of Trackmania, sorry, I'm gonna plug real quick. Thank you. I got my first track of the day win. I don't know. They gave an overall ranking, which, you know, basically, you know, first out of all the people that are playing versus, let's say there's 2,000 players playing at that time. I was like 900 to the last place, so. I don't know. I just look at the first place, you know, that I got first place. But yeah, I finally got it, and it was only January that I got it. So, and Deep Dip 2, Shallow Dip is, I don't think I'm gonna get that one. So yeah, I'm just gonna scrap.
Congratulations.
That. I'm gonna scrap that one. Well, I'm gonna still play it, but it's gonna be. Then my expectations have gone very low now. But yeah. So also, if you want to sell, I know what you're going to say. Oh, Metal Gear Solid got a release thing. It's coming up in December this year, right?
August,
yeah. But you said before, we kind of talked before we record. So you said that was kind of not a sure thing, though.
No, I think it is. I think it was just as way too many things, and this is a whole different topic, but I think somebody leaked it, so then they had to officially do it, and I absolutely despise leaks and
that person.
It's like, just stop. Just quit it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was rumored that it was going to be announced. The release trailer was going to come out in some big event. I don't know which one it was, like a State of Play or a Microsoft Direct or something like that, but now that's not the big announcement of it because some jerk had to go ahead and put it out there. And I'm the first to admit that most of the leaks are, I would not be surprised if they were done by the companies themselves.
Yeah, but that would probably make sense.
I have no proof on that, you know, so it's take it or leave it. It's, I don't know. Yeah. I don't like it. Just everybody just keep your mouth shut. It's literally the easiest thing you can do to not say anything.
Like, yeah. They're just trying to see like the engagement of, many people as we thought that will be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like there might be a better way around that.
Absolutely right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're already developing the game. Maybe that's a conversation for Zach Fierce another time. That'd be great.
Agreed.
That'd be great.
Skatefish. Download
Skatefish today. Literally. He has to at this point. We're plugging him like every stream at this point. So yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure. You know, it will happen.
Skatefish
right there. Yeah,
That's another game that I've been playing.
Nice.
During the month.
Yeah, we gotta support our indie develop games. I feel like I owe him like my soul at this point because he's been on this 3 times now. It's crazy. But yeah. So if you want me to give you your soul, you just gotta be on here more than 3 times. Beskar, he has my soul already, and that's pretty good.
It's
over box. There. It's over there.
That box right there.
Yeah, it's jokes on you. I don't have one because I'm a ginger. fair enough. So today I kind of want to go. Also, was today's topic, and I kind of want to start off with this because the new Switch was announced. So tell me your take on that. Would that be of an interest of yours? Is that are you gonna buy it? Why or why not? Show me charts and graphs of reasons why you would not buy it.
So if we you know, pay attention here.
Yeah.
If you look there.
Yeah.
That's the reason for this right over here.
Uh-huh.
And then that too.
Okay.
So you got all that?
Sure.
All right. So what's your take? Now, it's interesting.
Where going with that? Yeah. It's,
well, you said you wanted charts and graphs, so I. You know,
yeah. Oh, sorry, I got it.
Let me.
This is so unfortunate for our podcast listeners on Spotify. By the way, it's gonna be great.
What do you mean, Scout?
Yeah. Oh God. See, if you see this over here. See. It's,
man. Oh, did you see that? That was the coolest thing that you'll ever see in your entire life.
I mean,
you will never see anything like it.
To be fair, we have dogs and cats on the VTube end, so there's that.
But anyway, in regards to the Switch 2, it's exciting. I like some of the things that I've seen. You know, we haven't seen a whole lot yet, but
yeah,
they've said that a majority of Switch titles are going to be available, are going to be playable on the Switch 2. So that's nice to be able to, you know, carry over your library, and you don't have to keep, you know, 6 consoles on hand or anything like that.
Thank God.
They didn't say that everything is possible, but I think that they've kind of made it seem like a majority of it, of the library, is going to be playable. I'm intrigued by the Joy-Cons having IR sensors, so you can use them in like mouse mode.
Hmm.
It'll only ever be used in like 3 games, but you know, that gives us hope for a Mario Paint.
Hmm.
A big old remaster.
That's probably what they're cooking.
I mean, if we had a Mario Paint / Mario Maker 3, that'd be pretty cool. I don't think we're ever going to get a Mario Maker 3 with the reception that Mario Maker 2 had. I loved the game. I had a lot of fun with it. But it seemed like they were going to have a lot more support for it. And then when the Zelda update came out, they said, yeah, and here's our last update. And it just kind of took everybody off guard. So I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that they have a Super Mario Maker 3, but, you know, that's only time will tell on that. But I like that, you know, the screen that showed it seemingly going to be bigger. I don't believe we've officially gotten anything price-wise.
I'm going to go in the bar park of 700. I'm going to just put that.
I don't think it'll be that high.
I don't usually date the podcast, but here we go. 2-6 at 7:23 p.m. Central Standard Time. This one, watch. Scouter's right again.
It might be.
I don't know. I think they will. I guarantee it.
It depends what performance they're going for. I mean, the PS5 Pro is, let me just make sure that I'm
I feel like at the lowest it might be 5.
So but... the PS5 Pro is $700.
Yeah.
And that is a very niche specific gamer that you're looking for with that machine. That is the early 2000s Alienware. You know, is it going to have great performance? Absolutely. But are you going to pay an arm and a leg for it? Absolutely. It's not meant for the casual gamer. Nintendo has never wanted to take on Sony and Microsoft, at least for many years.
They're never going to.
They have no interest in it because they don't need to. They do well enough on their own with their own first-party games. And yeah, they've gotten a lot more third-party support. You know, we've got a lot more games on their Civilization 7, which is just releasing, is going to be on the Switch. Granted, it's going to be a very pared-down version, but that's a game that's on PC, on PlayStation 5, on Xbox. You know, so Nintendo is making a lot more deals, shaking a lot more hands, but they, unless something has really changed, they have no interest in taking down the giants that are, you know, Sony and Microsoft in the console space. So for them to make it 700, they would never sell anything. I think that it'll be 5. I think it might be 500. If they can get it to 400, they'll dominate.
Yeah.
But it also depends on what they think the PlayStation 6 and the Xbox Series 63S squared cube root factorial is going to be pricing at. Which, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if those consoles were in the $500-$600 range again. So I think they'll get the Switch 2 out for $400. I don't think they're going to have multiple models of it. Like, I don't think they'll have a $200 version and a $400 version and a $600 version. I think it'll be one version that'll be priced at $400. Because they're going to be like, okay, you know, because with the carryover for your library, they can charge a little bit more. Unless they just really are planning on entering a different space, I don't think they're going to go crazy.
Fair.
My verdict on whether I'm going to get one or not is still up in the air. I still need to see a little bit more. I'm definitely intrigued by it. I'm definitely interested in it. And I did get really excited by it when they had their announcement. But I'm not yet a day one purchase.
Oh yeah.
I'll say that much. And I'm usually am that person. I am. I think I was streaming when, one of my buddies messaged me that there was PS5s in stock. So I like, paused my stream. I went on, was able to secure an order, you know, and get that taken care of because they of the all the scarcity and scalpers and all that. For right now, I agree. For right now, like I said, I don't know yet if I'm interested in day one purchase or not. I'm definitely leaning more towards the okay, you know, you're making good moves. You know, the form factor of the Switch, the original Switch, is great. I really liked it. With a satisfied grip on it, of course. But I like that, you know, out of the box, it can be played in docked. It can be played in handheld mode. You know, we took it on a trip one time and we were playing Mario Kart, you know, right in the hotel room, just on the screen. You know, you can play anywhere because heck, the controllers come with it. So I'm still on the fence, but I'm leaning more towards the interested side of the fence. And if not a day one purchase, I would say within the first year.
Yeah, fair. fair.
Unless there's another terrible Zelda game, but
probably. unfortunately.
Get back to good Zeldas.
Yeah, we'll see. Great. I think I seen pretty much right when that posted that a lot of people were going to be like, oh, this little bit is going to break off. And I think that was a connection to the controller. So that's going to be, you know, interesting if that's going to be the case. Because it just seemed like it was very chunky in terms of, but we'll see, I guess. Maybe they'll, it's just announcements. So maybe they'll rechange things. I doubt it, but it's going to be a lot of mechanical issues if that is going to be like a feature that's going to be a problem for them.
I think I am recalling what you're talking about, but I think moving to the fact that before it was a mechanical slide.
Yeah.
And I have never had an issue with that for the years that I've owned the Switch. Now that they're moving to a magnet or seemingly a magnetic hold, I don't foresee that necessarily being an issue, but it might be. It's, again, I don't have my hands on the console. You don't have your hands on the console. It's hard to say. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll
see. And also, I mean, you know, like I said, it was a trailer that's maybe it's deceived differently than it will be, you know.
Yeah.
In person.
Like I said, I don't think we have a release date yet even. So there could still be minor changes.
I thought there was. I think it's in April. Don't quote me.
Is there?
I'm doing it live. we do prepare sometimes for podcasts all the time. I did not mean the. Okay, maybe there isn't. Yeah, I swear.
Some people are putting like placeholders. Like there's this one article says. It says May 22nd, 2025, but then they instantly say, I fully subscribe to the May 22nd theory. I'm not going to read any more of it. But yeah, a lot of things I'm seeing just say, yep, it's all Nintendo. Okay, here's one from TechRadar from 3 days ago. All Nintendo has said regarding the Switch 2's release date is that it will arrive in 2025. So
I assume the fall then is my guess.
Most like get the console out in the fall so people can buy it, and then
especially for the holidays. Yeah,
and then buy games and stuff for the holidays, get all ready for it.
Yeah, that
so we'll see. Be
a big brain. Fair. So
just kidding. I have one right here.
Yeah, I was gonna say they got exclusively Robot Attack podcast. Exclusively got it, you know. Call me. I'm just saying, Nintendo.
Yeah, two of them right here.
Yeah. that's to spin off of that. That's why this topic would be like, what generally makes you buy a new console? I think for your sake, it's a little bit different than me, but so and that's why we're here. We're here to talk about it. So what features or expectations? You know, also maybe price included, would you consider you buying one?
New and shiny.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, that was, hoping for this podcast to be an hour long, but here we go. It's okay. We'll just talk about Metal Gear Solid more. It's okay.
Oh, deal.
No, you had your chance. I gave you two. That's it.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. My interest is always different than, you know, other people's, of course, and especially everyone. It's going to be different than you for sure.
Yeah.
But, it's not a secret that I am a big PlayStation fan. Have been since the PS1, have been until the PS5. Every console release window, I try to go into it with an open mind and go, whoever shows me the best and wins me is going to get my money.
Yeah.
And every single time, so, you know, up until now, Sony just looks better to me. I like the games better. I like the controller is infinitely better because I have symmetrical thumbs.
Mm.
I don't have offset thumbs, you know, and the Xbox controller, your one joystick's down here and your one joystick's up here. I don't get it. I don't understand. Give me symmetric. I'm symmetrical. My hands are the same. Like the Xbox controller isn't uncomfortable, but I think the PlayStation controller is substantially better. but as far as games, especially now, today's date, you know, you already mentioned it, February 6th, 2025. Most Xbox games you can play on a PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can play every Xbox game on an Xbox, but you can play a majority of Xbox games on a PC. So if you have a PC, you can play PC games and Xbox games. If you have a Steam Deck, which I happen to have a Steam Deck. That was another, going back just really quick to the Nintendo Switch 2. I'm certain that I've mentioned it before when we've talked about trophies and achievements and stuff like that. One of the downsides of Nintendo that I see is, for me personally, is that they don't have any kind of trophy system.
Mm.
Achievements, trophies, things like that.
Fair.
So I find myself, if there's a game that's on PlayStation and it's on Switch, I'm probably going to buy it on PlayStation. One, it's possibly, depending on what it is, it's going to be better optimized on PlayStation, but I have that added benefit of trophies and personal achievements for me than on the Switch. There's obviously some games that you can only get on the Switch, so I can't play those on anything else. So if I want to play them, I've got to get them there. But that is one downside that I see of Nintendo, and they've been very adamant on mentioning that they have no plans of adding any kind of achievement system. I hope that'll change with the Switch 2, but I don't think it will. And if it does, then it'll probably be a day one purchase for me. But going back to, you can play most Xbox games on PC. So, all right, I've got a PC. I've got a Steam Deck. I can play a majority of Xbox games if I want to. You know, I can get Game Pass on PC. I think I can get Game Pass on the Steam Deck. but when it comes to Nintendo, like I just said, Nintendo, if it's a Nintendo game, you can only play it on Nintendo. You know, again, they're getting some other support, and there's been rumors that maybe some Nintendo games are going to go elsewhere, but Nintendo's usually pretty tight-lipped on that and has a tight hold on it. So, okay, if you buy an Xbox, you can only play Xbox games on it. If you buy a PC, you can play PC Xbox games on it. And now there's a lot, or not a lot more, but they're starting to bring PlayStation games over to a PC as well. I'm very much more a console gamer. I always have been. I enjoy my PC. I would love to have an updated PC, you know, top of the line, play everything on Ultra. But and I think we've talked in a few podcasts before about console gaming versus PC gaming. And for me, I like the fact that I can go buy a $600 box and I never have to touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a game that was made for the PS3, or I'm sorry, the PS3 will be able to play every game that was made to be played on PS3. Games that were made to be played on PS4, yeah, some of them you could play on PS3, but, you know, on PS4, PS5, PS1, PS2. And you have, you know, emulators and such that, you know, they're putting more into consoles. But, like I said, for the longest time, you could only play PlayStation games on PlayStation. So, okay, I'm a big gamer. I like playing a lot of different games. So if I want to play the most games, for me, it makes sense to get a PC and a PlayStation. You know, and then if you want to throw Nintendo in there. So, like, I don't see, up until now, I have not seen any reason to buy an Xbox, personally. For me, like I said, if there's a PC or an Xbox game that I want to play that's available on PC, I can just get it there. There's been rumors of a few games, Halo, stuff like that, coming to PlayStation. Heck, Forza's coming to PlayStation soon, I think. I think that was officially given a date. Forza on PlayStation. Spring of 2025, Forza Horizon 5 comes to PlayStation 5. So, you know, they're starting to get more crossover and whatnot. But going back to what makes me want to buy a new console, like I said, whatever company gives me the best showing and shows me the console that I think I'll get the most gaming for my dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Xbox and PlayStation's gone, every time that's been PlayStation, and I haven't regretted it at all as I can remember. Are there great games on Xbox? Absolutely. Absolutely there are some great games. But those games I can probably play on a PC. You know, I can probably play on my Steam Deck. So whenever the PS6 and the Xbox Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious comes along,
be careful. You know, put that copyright on there right away. We're going to get you.
I need to go to the trademark website and get it registered. You know, I'll watch both presentations, and whoever wins me over is going to get my money. If they both win me over, well, then at some point they'll both get my money. But, you know, I won't lie and say that I never got into console wars. I absolutely did. Yeah. 1,000%. You know, I grew up in the heart of the PS2 Xbox era. You know, I ventured into the PS3, you know, Xbox 360 era. You know, I've been a gamer for those hardcore things. So I absolutely took part in some of the console wars. I never lost friends because of it or, you know, anything like that. But hey, in order to have lost a friend,
we need to be friends first.
Start with.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why, you know, you don't count.
Yeah. Fair.
To sit here and say that I never engaged in some console, you know, war online. Oh no, absolutely. I did. Fair. Absolutely. Without a doubt. But now I've, you know, as they say, with age comes wisdom, you know, I've went, hey, I'm just a gamer. I want to get, like I said, the most gaming out of my dollars. So, you know, would I love to own every console? Absolutely. I mean, I own most of them now because I have a problem.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
It's fine.
If I found an Xbox for super cheap, yeah, I'd absolutely get it. Why not? Yeah. But you know, if someone knocked on my door and said, hey, here's a free, not stolen Xbox, I'd be like, well, that probably means it is stolen, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll file the serial number off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, whenever they have those announcements, whenever they do their big showcases, I'll watch both of them. And whoever interests me the most, I'm honestly kind of surprised that Xbox still makes consoles.
Mm.
Just because they've ventured out into so many other spaces.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you can play Xbox on most things. And I think you can play Xbox on like an Amazon Fire Stick. Like, I think there's so many things that you can basically turn into an Xbox that I wouldn't be surprised if the next Xbox console isn't just something that's tied into everything, or a little USB dongle that you just plug into whatever. You can plug it into your TV, you can plug it into your PC. Heck, you'll probably be able to plug it into your PlayStation 6. you know, and turn it into an X. You'll probably be able to
imagine.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very intelligent people at Microsoft. And why wouldn't you? You've got the money with the games. Consoles are notoriously lost leaders. Companies don't make money on consoles. You know, they make it on the games, the controllers, the accessories, the VR headsets, the sweatbands, the pulse readers, the heartbeat monitors, you know, all this stuff. They're not looking to make money on the consoles themselves. So why not eliminate that cost of manufacturing and just sell access to your games? You know, I don't know. I don't work for Microsoft. I don't work for Sony. I don't work for Nintendo. I don't work for Steam. I mean, you can turn most things into a Steam machine now, pretty much, basically with a USB port.
Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't you do the same thing with Xbox?
Fair, man.
You know, again, you can get Xbox Ultimate on a lot of things, a lot of devices. So why even have a console that you now have to you have to source all the parts, you have to manufacture the parts, you have to repair the parts with the warranties, you've got to deal with customer service if something goes wrong, you've got to deal with returns, you've got to deal with potential recalls, you know, broken controllers, you got to sell all these things. I mean, they'd still need to sell controllers probably. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if within the next three console generations that there isn't an Xbox console or a dedicated console, I should say. Yeah. I'm just spitballing. I'm just some random schmoo sitting in his basement, you know, talking about stuff
with his dog.
I may be right. I may be wrong, you know, yeah. But yeah.
So comment below.
That's just my take. Is he wrong? Don't comment on that.
Yeah, he already knows that. We all know that.
Just gonna keep digging myself a hole here.
It's fine. Yeah, cool. I feel like, man, I feel like the biggest console I bought was PlayStation. Well, my friend got it for me, and PlayStation 4 because, God, I can't even think about it. Red Dead Redemption 2 was PlayStation exclusive, and I mean, as you know, it is not now, so I'm very sad about it. Yeah, so I mean, I kind of figured that was going to be the case because I know the original Red Dead 1 was currently at the time on PC and stuff, so I was like, oh, they're gonna, but anyways, I, you know, Resident Evil 4 now, and I'm pretty happy with like my PlayStation 4. I haven't bought a console. I mean, of course I bought the Switch, but I guess that was that around the same time period? I don't even know. I'm very stingy when it comes to new consoles. It
came out early.
Yeah. I could literally for the same cost you pay for your console, I'll put that in my PC, as you all know. For me, a very big aspect is playability. So if I can play my PS3 games on it, then I could see, okay, yes, I will buy the PlayStation 4. Is that even a thing? I don't remember anymore. Or the original PlayStation 1 games, can I play it on the PlayStation 5? Then I would be considered to buy that console. But
so real quick, PlayStation 4 was 2013, the Nintendo Switch was 2017, and then the PS5 was 2020. So
the Switch came out kind of during the pandemic, and everyone was, that was pretty much the lifesaver of everyone's pandemic, to be honest.
Well, that it came out 3 years before that, but yeah,
right,
as soon as it hit, you couldn't get them. Like, right. I was glad I already had mine, but I was like, yeah. I think people were buying them for like 10 times the retail cost.
Probably.
Or something crazy.
And I didn't even think about the controller until you bring it up. Actually, one of my streamers that I follow, he plays Trackmania, and he, I don't know how to explain it without showing it, but like he like pinches the controller like this when he's playing Trackmania, and I'm How?
It's the claw grip.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's insane. Like, there's... so I could understand, like, I never even thought about that until you brought it up. I could never understand how.
Yeah, different. You're talking doing something like this.
Yeah, the pinchy for the.
Yeah, it's the claw grip.
Claw grip for the joystick.
There's a specific game that I use that in, and I can never remember. I always think about it, and I can never remember what game it is until I'm playing it, and then I completely forget.
You know what I'm annoyed about, though? This is this bright, excuse my language, light at the back of this PlayStation. And
dim it. You can dim it.
What? You can? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Go into the controller settings. Look it up.
Lifesaver.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I honestly can't remember if you can turn it all the way off, but I know you can dim it.
Yeah,
and that'll save battery life, too. It just
sucks your battery. And also what annoys me is the fact that I'm picking right now. I'm picking. Is that, unless I'm mistaken, so maybe you can help me with this one, too, is you could only charge your PS4 with your PlayStation on. You can't like plug it in. You can't plug it in like your computer to charge it. Your PS4 has to be on, right? That annoys me too.
I don't recall. You can set up the USB port to allow it to charge when it's in rest mode. But I can't remember if you can charge them or not with anything else.
It's just quite annoying. Just those two things. Everything else, PS4 is fine. I'd say within PS4 and the Switch, I would say is nice. I was actually thinking, I was like, man, I haven't played my Switch in a while, and it'd be good to just vibe on it. It's just one of those games when you're, like you said, you're on vacation, you got no plan, you know, like week with your family vacation, you got nothing to do. You're gonna just pull that out and play it. That sounded bad. Don't quote that out of context. But yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah,
send him in.
It's just an easy way to carry them, and it's you literally have a video game in your hands. It's great.
Like I said, don't get me wrong. I mean, this we're going way old school. We're going PS3, but don't get me wrong. I love a good controller. I love, you know, you got handles on there. You got, you know, nice bulk to what you can hold on to. But
oh, thank you.
I mean, what? Oh yeah, no problem. but like this, it's hard to just throw in a pocket.
Yeah,
you can. I mean, I can put it in my pocket, but it's bulky. It's uncomfortable. Oh,
God, I remember now. You're bringing back memories. Now I remember bringing the GameCube along to like vacations because I was so tiny that you could do that. It was literally the first technically like handheld console, I guess. It's so great. I love it.
But yeah, I mean,
I still have it.
Like you said, yeah, you have the console, two controllers, and a stand. It looks like the kickstand on the Nintendo Switch 2 is better. It still looks like it's probably going to break off. But, you know, you can have everything with you, and you don't even need to have that plugged into a wall outlet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play for an extended amount of time, you got to plug it in. But the fact that, I was hanging out with a friend and I took my PS5. I had to take a duffel bag with the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
The power cord.
Yeah.
The, HDMI cable, controllers and all that. Like, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but it's a lot less portable.
Bring the more portable consoles back. That's all I'm asking.
And you have a harder time putting the beefiness into that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason that the Switch can't play the same games that the PlayStation 5 can.
Yeah.
You've limited the space.
Yeah.
But you have that portability. Now, the Steam Deck, that thing can play, you know, a lot of very intensive games. And it's pretty powerful for what it is. So, is it possible? Absolutely. But the Steam Deck is a lot more expensive than the PS5, or I'm sorry, than the Switch. So, you know, again, you've got different points for different gamers.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauties of gaming, and that's one of the things that I love about gaming. Like,
see, my
you
thing
have those different points.
My thing with the Steam Deck is like, why? I don't know if you had one, but there's a thing that you could hook up to your TV.
Steam Link.
The stream. Thank you, Steam Link. I couldn't think of it. I bought that and I used it a few times because it's great. Like, it's great if you're having friends over and you want to play these games that you have on your PC. And luckily, I have a cable like a long, like it's like 20 feet, like it's ridiculously long. It's like, you know, 50 feet or whatever, that runs from here to my living room. So I could play it on my TV there. And it's, yeah. But it, so it's like, why do I need this then if I already have that, you know?
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And it's not for everyone. Just like,
yeah, I'm very picky.
Just like the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know enough about it because it didn't do enough for me to justify getting it. I don't remember everything about it. It's definitely died off and all that. But I think they made some missteps with that. And if that had been basically a standalone handheld PS5 like the Steam Deck,
yeah,
oh, they would have sold
trillions.
It would have been, that thing would have sold like hotcakes. But if I remember correctly, I don't think you can just play it without a PS5. So you have to have a PS5.
Steam Deck is still $400. That's insane.
Worth every penny.
Well, that's the cheapest one, but you probably want a $600 one at least.
Is that the OLED?
Yes. I'm rounding up, by the way.
I still have the original and I still love it. It's still great. I haven't had any issues with it. I mean, the OLED screen would be nice. You know, yeah, OLED looks a lot better, but I still love it.
Fair. Well, if you guys have any suggestions on what makes you buy a new console, I would love to hear it in the comments below. Really appreciate it. Sorry, were you looking up something? I was just ending this.
It seems like you possibly can have just the PlayStation Portal and you don't need to have a PS5 anymore. Mm. But I'm not 100% certain on that. So I'm seeing a few different things. So yeah, I'm not certain on that. But yeah, like I said, again, if they made that its own thing and you could just play all of the PlayStation 5 library on it, oh, that would have been substantially better and you would have sold a lot more units. But anyway, that's all I'll say on that. So
yeah. Which one do you have for the Steam Deck? You got the second one or the first one?
I have the original one,
which is the LCD.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. When that was released originally, I basically heard a YouTuber was like, "If you buy any of these, buy the second one." I don't know what the reason was. Maybe because the first one is like not as worth your.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what the original ones were.
I could read one right off to you because I have it up. So it's like the original is 1280 to 800 display, 7 diagonal display, blah, 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 60 refresh rate, Wi-Fi, battery 2 to 8 hours, blah, blah, blah. And then the other one, yeah, same display. It's HDR, and then up to 90 refresh rates, Wi-Fi, and then 3 to 12 hours of gameplay. So, yeah, it's just a little bit. And it's, you know, bigger terabytes of games, I guess.
So I got the 256. Now I'm trying to think, because I have.
I mean, really, it probably depends on the player, really, of what kind of what games do you want to play on your Steam Deck. Do you want to play whatever the text heavy? I don't know what's a big download right now. Baldur's Gate 3, or do you want to play just Betrayal? No. Betrayal is going to be well, you could play it on your phone, but you know what I mean. If you're going to play Betrayal, then buy the cheaper one. But if you're going to play bigger games like Planet Coaster 2 or whatever, then probably the other one would be.
It's like buying a laptop. I had a coworker that asked, like, "Oh, what should I get for a laptop?" And I'm like, "Oh, I saw this one, and it was like an $800 laptop." And I said, "What are you going to do with it?"
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, watch some YouTube and."
It's like, well, then
taxes and everything. It's like,
bro,
you can buy a $200, you know, $100 netbook, and it's going to do what you need. If you just need it for Excel, Word, and YouTube, you don't need to buy an $800 computer. That's going to be way overkill. But yeah, like you said, if you want to play the latest and greatest game on ultra settings in 4K, you know, VR, yeah, you got to spend a little bit more.
yeah, for sure.
But.
Cool. So, all right, friends. Today is it's wrapping up time. Thank you so much. It's a great conversation. I'm really excited about it. Thanks, Beskar Snake. Please check out Beskar Snake. He streams once in a while, and he tweets never. I don't think I've seen a tweet for you in like ages.
You should check him
out. I'm very selling you. I'm sorry. No, please. He's a great streamer. He's a great friend. So he puts up with me for an hour. So at least please give him a follow. That'd be appreciated. He spends an hour a month with me. So
an hour that I'll never get
back. You never get back every single month. Imagine. So
give them a follow. Into a well that I can never reach the bottom.
Exactly. So. and I'm Scatter75. You could find this podcast on Robot Attack, on Spotify, and YouTube. On YouTube, it's just my YouTube, Scatter75, because I'm not creating a new one. It's been fun. We'll see you guys. If you want to comment, please do. We do read comments, and we do sometimes read them off. So,
I'll pose a quick question. For those of you in the comments, what would be a feature that you've either never seen on a console, you haven't seen on a console, or
like that
has been on a console that would absolutely sell you?
Mm.
You know, what is that? What is that killer app that would change you from a maybe to a I'm buying that? You know,
I like that. Think about it. Put it in the comments. We'll read it.
Indeed,
all right.
Indeed, we will.
Thank you all. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Beskar Snake. And thank you, listeners. I really appreciate everyone listening in. I'm sorry it's been so long. We're trying to get on track here. I promise we are. But it's very
the end busy. Of the year. It's always hard. So.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm giving excuses. Anyways, good night. Goodbye. Have a good night. Thanks for watching and listening. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.